USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced Wednesday a new investment into more COVID testing. The Biden administration says it will spend $650 million for expanded testing for schools and other locations where people gather. Another $850 million will go towards increased production of testing equipment, and the CDC says it will invest $200 million into genomic sequencing of the virus as it increases its efforts to look for variants of the coronavirus. And millions across the country remain without power as another winter storm makes its way across the southern plains and towards the east coast. About 3.5 million people are still without power, and the majority of them are in Texas. The next round of storms is bringing more snow and ice to the south and Midwest before heading to the northeast by Friday. As the system moves through, many areas of the south and Midwest are expecting several more inches of snow and layers of ice to go with temperatures 20 to 30 degrees below normal. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the U.S. will financially support the World Health Organization and pay $200 million in assessed and current obligations. John Clemens has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
This is a reversal of what the Trump administration planned to do, leave the World Health Organization. Now Secretary of State Blinken made it official with a new administration.
It reflects our renewed commitment to ensuring the WHO has the support it needs to lead the global response to the pandemic, even as we work to reform it for the future.
A fact-finding mission from the World Health Organization recently returned from Wuhan, China, where the outbreak first began, complaining they were not given the information they needed to complete their investigation.
And 8 people have been injured in a shooting in Philadelphia near a train station on the north side of the city. Police say one person was taken into custody, but have not yet said what they believe that person's involvement in the shooting was. Investigators believe that a car was involved and are looking for more suspects. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When it comes to the coronavirus pandemic and lockdowns, California and Florida are two states that could be no further apart. California Governor Gavin Newsom pretty much locking down his entire state in early March. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has enacted few measures and lifted ordinances that prevented people from operating businesses and restaurants in September. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tells MSNBC why he believes states like California are faring no better than Florida, despite still being in lockdown.
Look, there's so much of this virus that we think we understand, that we think we can predict, that's just beyond a little bit beyond our explanation. What we do know is that the more careful people are, the more they mask and social distance, and the quicker we vaccinate, the quicker it goes away and the less it spreads.
DeSantis saying in a recent interview that Florida focused on lifting people up during the pandemic, but lockdown states are putting people out of business. Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.